Is your business making you unproductive? Feel like you are running around all day like a chicken with its head cut off, only to crash at the end of the day and wonder, what did I do all day? Where did all my time go? Yep, I feel ya. We seem to equate busyness with being productive and being successful, when the fact is your busyness may be holding you back in many facets of your life, personally and professionally. Instead of moving you closer to your goals, you waste time being busy spinning your wheels and doing other people's important work instead of your own. And at the end of the day, you feel like you got nowhere because you kind of did. This is why I am a huge proponent of less is more, especially with skincare, so long as the less is quality. Sound great? Let's go. Welcome to The Skin Reel, your guide to all things skincare, skin health, beauty, and more, curated by dermatologists and true skin experts. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Alice Mina. I'm a double board certified dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon with over a decade of clinical experience. If you're looking for real, practical, unhyped skincare guidance and expertise, or you just think the skin is really cool, then you're in the right spot. I'm so glad you've tuned in to The Skin Reel. Now let's dive in, because this is how dermatologists talk skin. Hi everyone, quick disclaimer here before we start. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. If you're looking for help on your skin journey, please check out the American Academy of Dermatology's website, aad.org, where you can search their database for dermatologists near you. It is so important that you have someone in your corner who's well-trained, licensed, and board certified, who can help you make decisions when it comes to your skin health. Okay, got it? Great. Now for the fun stuff.
This is my weekly recap podcast, where I break down my key takeaways from my interview with Dr. Ann Sung, NASA flight surgeon and productivity maven. If you'd like to hear the full-length podcast episode with Dr. Sung, be sure to check it out, airing May 6, 2024. So talking to Dr. Sung was truly eye-opening for me. This woman does it all, or so it seems. She's a busy physician to our astronauts in space. Talk about pressure. She is founder of Productivity MD, and she is host of the podcast by the same name. She also is a mom of two little ones. She just had a baby, and she also has a toddler. She's married. She's a real estate investor. She wears a lot of hats. So Dr. Sung knows a thing or two about productivity. The question is, does she really do it all? No. And that's the thing, right? No one really, truly does it all. We all have the exact same 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week to get stuff done. This includes you and me. This includes the president, Jeff Bezos, Oprah Winfrey. We all have the same amount of time. So why does it seem like some people get so much more done and we feel like we can barely keep our heads above water? Well, think about this quote. If you want something done, ask a busy woman. And I totally agree with this quote, right? I know so many women, they take on so many tasks, so many obligations. They always seem to say yes. It's just in our nature to want to be helpful, to want to be people pleasers. And so we say yes to so many things, when maybe we should actually say no to some stuff. Because here's the reality. When you say yes to everything, you are inadvertently saying no to other stuff. And that other stuff may be actually what's really important in your life, personally or professionally. And instead, you're saying yes to someone else's important work and you are forgetting your own. So just think about that for a second. One of the key takeaways from my recording with Dr. Sung is that being busy does not equal being productive. It seems like people throw around the word, I'm so busy. Are you busy? How's work? You busy? So often as a badge of honor to say, look how important I am. Look how much I'm getting done. But really, busy does not equal productive or successful. And in fact, there seem to be three qualities that people who are the most productive and also seem the least stressed have in common. Number one, they eliminate and they delegate. Number two, they create goals and they review those goals on a regular basis. And number three,
They take action every single day to move the needle closer and closer to their goals. So let's take a little bit deeper look into each one of these. Eliminate. This is something I'm really, really working hard on. And I talk about this a lot with skincare, where I tell people to eliminate all the stuff they're doing, to really pare it down, that they just need a few key foundational products and routines. And I want you to do this with your life as well. Do an audit of all the stuff you have to do day in and day out. So you want to think about, what are the tasks that you are doing in your life that are mindless, repetitive? They're not bringing you joy, and they're not bringing any value to your life. They're not moving you closer to your goals. What are those tasks? What are those activities? Maybe it's doom scrolling on Instagram. Maybe it's binge watching TV for hours at a time every single day because you're so burnt out. What if you feel like you are constantly running around your house, picking up your kids' toys, tidying up because there is so much stuff? So there are a couple things that you can do. Number one is eliminate. If you can't eliminate every single toy of your kids, and believe me, I've tried to eliminate a lot, you can at least simplify. So first off, if you can eliminate it, get rid of it, stop the doom scrolling, stop the binge watching, and focus on healthier habits. For the stuff you can't completely eliminate, try to simplify. So maybe if cooking every night when you get home from work is a chore and it's stressful and time consuming, maybe do some meal prepping once a week for the whole week. Maybe do something like HelloFresh or a meal prep program where they already have stuff ready to go and you can throw it together pretty quickly. Simplify. Your kids have a ton of toys and you're sick of picking them up. Remove half the toys that they have, maybe even more. Just leave out a few select toys. Put the others in storage. You can rotate them out, and it will make your life so much easier when you don't have so much stuff and clutter to pick up. And then there are going to be things that you cannot eliminate and you maybe can't simplify. And those things you want to think about delegating. I know a lot of people will say, well, Oprah, Jeff Bezos, the president, those people, they can be so successful and so productive because they have a staff working for them. They have all these people to do everything for. But these people didn't start out that way. They had to hustle in the beginning too. And their life didn't always look like it does now. But what you can do is start to delegate some tasks. You may think, I don't have the money for a cleaning person to come once a week or every 2 weeks. Maybe they come once a month. Maybe delegating household chores involves getting your partner, if you have one, to take on more responsibilities, or getting your children to help out as well. I think we underestimate our children's ability to actually be productive and helpful in our house, picking up, vacuuming, doing dishes, things like that. It doesn't always have to be you. So delegate where you can. If you can outsource, then outsource. And one little quick thing you can do to see if you really can afford something is to take what you make. If you are a salaried worker, then take what you make before taxes and divide it by 2080, which is roughly for someone who works an average 40-hour week for a whole year. And when you do that, you will get your effective hourly rate. And you want to look at that number and decide, could you hire someone to help you out, a mother's helper, a cleaner? Who knows, someone to run errands. You may think you can't afford to outsource something, but you need to look at what your hourly rate is, because if you are doing those tasks and your hourly rate is $50 an hour, then instead of paying someone $20 or $25 an hour, you are actually doing that task for significantly more. So it's important to actually do an audit and look at this. And instead of just saying, I can't afford it, actually figure out what is your hourly rate based on what you make and decide if it's worth outsourcing certain tasks. And don't think you can't afford it right off the bat, because you are paying yourself to do those tasks. For me, getting a virtual assistant was really helpful with a lot of my tasks, like emails, communicating with guests on my podcast, also helping with social media. And this has been valuable for me. It's given me more time to create more content, to spend more time with my family, to do the tasks that I'm good at. And it has also enabled my virtual assistant to have a steady income and to help provide for her family too. I think sometimes we think we're the best at everything, only we can do something. But the reality is there are probably many, many people who can do that task much better than you and may actually enjoy it. Believe it or not, there are people who actually enjoy organizing closets or doing cleanup or working with their hands. So just consider that you aren't necessarily the best fit for every single task. There's someone out there who may actually enjoy it, and you can help them support their family by taking some of these tasks off your plate. So the next thing that very productive and unstressed people do is that they create goals. And I'm not just talking about creating a goal once a year on January 1st and then tucking it away and never looking at it again for the rest of the year. People who are productive and successful create goals and they review them sometimes even daily, but at a minimum every quarter. And your goals should involve professional goals. They should also involve personal goals for yourself, goals for your partner, and goals for your children. Don't combine those two. Those are very different relationships. So write down what your goals are and evaluate them on a regular basis. One thing I've started to do is a daily five, where every morning I write down the five tasks that I want to do that day to help move me closer to my goals. And it's going to change. And some weeks are busier than others. And some weeks I have more time to invest in certain things than others. It's fluid and flexible, but I see what my goals are. I'm reviewing them on a very regular basis. And I'm trying to say no to tasks that hinder me from moving towards those goals and delay my progress. And that brings you to another important thing, is that you've got to start saying no to things, because when you say yes to everything, you are saying no. And typically you're saying no to your important tasks and things that are important in your life. So make sure you're not just doing everything for everyone else, that you are moving towards your specific goals each day and not just following a to-do list of errands and tasks. And lastly, to really be productive and successful and to get out of this trap of being busy for busy's sake is to take action every day towards your goals. Again, your goals need to be your North Star, where you are directing your life, your family's life, your relationships toward that North Star, that goal. And if you consistently try to do something, no matter how small, every single day at the end of the year, that is going to amount to huge progress. I know sometimes it can feel like, what's 5 minutes, what's 15 minutes a day going to really do? But I'll tell you, 15 minutes a day of working out, 15 minutes a day of journaling or breathing, or 15 minutes a day of time with your spouse consistently free of distractions, add up to a huge amount of progress at the end of the year. So don't discount it. Don't think it's not important. Don't think that if you can't devote half a day to your goals, there's no point and you might as well quit. Every day, try to get 1% closer to those goals, whatever they may be. And by the end of the year, you will have made leaps and bounds. So when you have that as your guiding light, and then it's also easier to say no to stuff that distracts you, no to stuff that's unimportant, that's not helping you move towards your goals, because you have such a clear vision of where you want to go that you're not going to let other stuff distract you and pull you off course. Of course, this is life. Life is complicated. Nothing is ever perfect. So you have to be willing to make changes. You have to be flexible. You have to learn how to pivot when you need to. There'll be times in life that your home life needs more attention or your personal. And so just being flexible with that, giving yourself compassion that not every day is going to be perfect. But if you keep these three things in mind, I think you will find you eliminate some of the busyness and spinning of your wheels, and you actually see your life moving towards goals that are important to you, that you have created and that bring a lot of value to you. If you want to hear my full podcast episode with Dr. Sun, be sure to check out the full-length version that aired May 6, 2024, and I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to The Skin Reel. I hope it's been informative, educational, and perhaps a little entertaining. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe and share with a friend. Don't want to stop your learning just yet? Head on over to theskinreel.com for show notes, blog posts, and so much more. Until next time, skin friends.